Let us pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Would you please be seated? For those of you who are here on Sunday, I'm happy to report that the microphone is fully charged. Now, at the Ingalls household, we have a rule, which is often observed in the breaking of it, that we don't talk about disgusting things at dinner. We don't talk about bugs or worms or vomit or any of those other things. We also don't talk about eating lambs with its head, legs, and inner organs. We don't do that. Tonight, we're doing that. We have come to dinner. We have come to be with Jesus in the Last Supper and to be with him as he washes his disciples' feet, which, guess what, is us. And we're going to be talking about what it means to be a disciple of Jesus and ask this question: why wash each other's feet? We also don't talk about feet at dinner. Why wash each other's feet? Why? Why does Jesus give us this command? And I think it's because Jesus knew it would train us for the really important work. So let's look at our second reading from 1 Corinthians. St. Paul writes, "I received from the Lord what I also handed on to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night when he was betrayed, took a loaf of bread." And we hear the earliest testimony, I believe, to the Lord's Supper. The Gospels were written after Paul's letters. This is a service that we have done together as Christians from the very beginning. And it reminds us that Jesus shows up for us. Jesus becomes one of us in the incarnation. He lives our life. He dies our death. He goes with us to the very pit of hell. Spoiler for Holy Saturday. To the very pit of hell. And raises us with him to new life. In the Lord's Supper, Jesus serves us. We are fed and we are sent. But also throughout our lives, Jesus washes our feet. In the small acts of service, in the small acts of love, in the tender mercies here, or the ray of sunshine that brightens an otherwise gloomy day, Jesus washes our feet. Turning now to Jesus actually washing some feet in the gospel, "Do you know what I have done for you?" Jesus asks. "You call me teacher and Lord, and you are right, for that is what I am. So if I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have set you an example that you should do as I have done to you." Now, I think, first of all, in the 21st century, we tend to take this command metaphorically, that we should wash each other's feet by being servants, by showing up for others, by doing the hard work of being there when people need our help. And we leave it at that. I mean, after all, Jesus only metaphorically washes our feet, right? Why should we wash our feet then? If Jesus doesn't do it for us explicitly, if his death and resurrection is the way in which he washes our feet, why should we wash our feet when we wash each other's feet metaphorically all the time? I think the answer comes down to not just because Jesus told us to, though that's important. The answer comes down to this last command. So at the end of the gospel reading, "I give you a new commandment, that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you also should love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." We show up on Maundy Thursday to fulfill our Lord's command to wash each other's feet and to love one another, not as we love ourselves, that was before, now to love one another as he loves us. Maundy Thursday and the washing of one another's feet reminds us that we keep showing up, even when it's hard, especially when it's hard. So when we come to these chairs, come to these basins, come to this washing, and I invite you forward, I invite you to think of this as practice. Not only fulfilling Jesus' command, but practice for going out and loving your world as Jesus loves you. Because if you can get down on your hands and knees and wash somebody else's in this room's feet, that says something about the lengths you are willing to go to show Jesus' love in your world. If you come forward and let someone else wash your feet, this again shows your willingness to be vulnerable, to trust the love of Jesus coming to you through your sibling in Christ. God shows up for us in Jesus Christ. Jesus gives us the Lord's Supper. He lives our life and dies our death. He knows our suffering. So we wash each other's feet. Yes, we do that metaphorically, but tonight we do that for real, as a practice, as a way of shaping our bodies and souls for the service that does not put us above our master, that does not say we're somehow better than Jesus by refusing the towel, but by going down into the depths with him, that we may share his love with the world.